In Washington, D.C., I'm Amy Scott, in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Monday, the 28th of May. Good to have you with us. Americans apparently shrugged off higher gas prices this holiday weekend. AAA estimates more than 36 million of us hit the road. That's nearly a 5% increase from last year. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank looks now at how fuel prices might figure into summer travel plans as road trip season kicks into gear.
AAA says gas prices are now, on average, 60 cents a gallon higher than they were this time last year.
But the higher prices aren't keeping people off the roads.
That's Jeanette Casalano, a spokesperson for AAA. And she says gas prices aren't the only factor consumers are looking at this vacation season.
With the economy performing better, it's not that much of an impact on their wallet.
Casalano says higher gas prices could cause some travelers to change their plans, but few to scrap them altogether.
They may shorten the number of days they travel or may not drive as far as they originally planned. They may even eat in rather than eat out while they're, you know, taking days off. But people are going to travel.
Patrick DeHaan, a petroleum analyst with fuel price tracker Gas Buddy, says consumers are more willing to put up with higher prices during the summer months than at other times of year.
Motorists generally have a higher propensity to hit the road, even if gas prices are high, because summer only comes once a year.
And Gas Buddy also found that shorter trips may be the answer for some travelers. In a recent survey of its users, nearly 40% said high gas prices will have some effect on their summer travel decisions.
Maybe not Memorial Day or July 4 or Labor Day, but it may keep them from going on significant vacations and keep them closer to home.
The Gas Buddy survey finds only 31% of its users plan to drive more than 500 miles round trip. That's down from 56% last year. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.